So Jerry Ann's jealous of my skills to be able to use the restroom while driving. Yeah.
It's not fair.
Do you think a lot of women are? Is this something you've thought about before?
Yeah.
When you're obviously pulled over on the side of 177, no hesitation, in the field, popping a squat or something?
No,
You seem like you're all for that idea.
I am, if you really have to go, but I try not to, because there might be a snake out there, and I'd rather just hold it than see a snake.
Now, is snake a euphemism, or you mean like...
No,
oh, okay.
Like the animal.
Okay, I dig. I didn't know. All right. So we thought we'd talk about superpowers you'd like to absorb from the opposite sex, right? Because there are things that come with being a woman, and there are things that come with being a man that sometimes would be nice if you could have for the opposite sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a woman, you're a little bit more thoughtful. That's one of the key things. You're a little more thoughtful. You're a little more sensitive to things. You're better at getting gifts for people. You know, things like that. Whereas we don't... Our bodily functions are a lot less annoying, I guess is what I'd say. Right? Because you guys, you have your once a month deal.
Yeah.
You always have to sit when you go to the bathroom.
Which really sucks in public.
Or hover. Yeah. So, what do you think? What would you like to take from the opposite sex? Is that your main one? You wish that you could have, you know, at some point relieved yourself in a 64-ounce cup from a gas station?
Yeah.
539-9750 or 238-0975 on superpowers you'd like to absorb from the opposite sex. Go ahead.
I would like to absorb the power to be emotionally numb. Women are always so emotionally involved, and men have a way of just going on with life, and I'd like to be able to absorb that power.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty sweet power.
Just being indifferent to whatever the hell happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Every once in a while, a guy gets torn up or something, right?
Yeah, but they can hide it fairly well, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's usually the relationship stuff, you know, like a relationship ends, he has a killer girlfriend, and she's the one doing the dumping. That's when you see the guy who's...
Yeah, but he tends usually. To just go on to another woman.
Yeah, yeah, he has a rough time there, and then it's over pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Thanks for calling.